Today's devotional is based on Psalm 31, and it was written by the Reverend Rebecca McGee. Into your hand I commit your spirit, were the words that I prayed after my 99-year-old maternal grandmother took her last breath. My mother, brother, and I were with her when she died on March 15, 2011. I would say these words again during her funeral service, the first service I ever officiated. I have quoted these words from Psalm 31:5, the same words which were the last that Jesus spoke from the cross in Luke 23:46. At every funeral and memorial service since my grandmother's funeral, I prayed them brokenheartedly shortly after my father died, once I had stopped keening and wailing with an intensity I didn't think possible. The Psalms, and in this particular case, a personal lament such as Psalm 31, give voice to practically all the emotions we human beings experience, yet sometimes can't articulate. Our afflictions, distress, sorrows, and grief are poured out to our faithful God, who hears them all and gives us shelter and refuge. Blessed be the Lord, who hears our cries of despair and covers us in God's incredible, never-ending, steadfast love. Let us pray. Merciful and compassionate God of all creation, we thank you for your care of our whole beings, body, mind, and spirit, in both life and death. Help us to continue to grow in our trust of your abundant goodness and unwavering love, so that whatever we encounter, we know in both our heads and our hearts on whom we can depend. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.